Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program. This has been a series called Be Your Best. And I want to share with you a man who was his best. He was resilient. He was holy. He was enthusiastic. He loved God, and he proclaimed the word of God. Turn the world upside down. This comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13. And it says, remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God, consider their outcome, the outcome of their life, and imitate their faith. When I was 19 years old, just turned 20, I had a very dramatic experience of God's love. I was in college studying business at the time, and after I was touched by God's love, I started going to the scriptures and reading. And as I went to the scriptures, I was reading the Acts of the Apostles, and I was mesmerized by how the apostles proclaimed the word of God, and they spread the gospel message to many different cities, many different countries. And I remember especially Paul the Apostle, and I saw his determination. I saw how indefatigable he was. I saw his enthusiasm and his love for God, and how he would go from city to city preaching the gospel. And I thought to myself, I would love to do that. And really, as I read the scriptures and I read about the life of Paul, I began to receive a call. I changed my major from business to social work, and then I determined that that wasn't enough. I think God is calling me to ministry. And eventually, I graduated from college with a degree in social work, and then I got involved in ministry and finally got ordained a priest. And now I find myself going from city to city, preaching the word of God, and now on television, this wonderful platform, and radio, proclaiming the gospel to all people. Paul put a dream in my heart by the way he lived his life. This is a man who lived with no regrets. He was the best he could be. He was holy. He loved God. He had enthusiasm. He was a believer. And he was successful. Of course, we know Paul had a tremendous conversion. He had this experience of Jesus on the road to Damascus. It was a dramatic conversion. He would be filled with the Holy Spirit. We are saved by grace. And I want you to get that. Grace is God's initiative. Grace is God's call, God's doing. A lot of people think Christianity is something that you earn. In other words, you get to go to heaven if you're good enough. And of course, we strive for goodness and we strive for virtue. But when push comes to shove, it's by grace, God's initiative, God's gift that we are saved. And that's why throughout the writings of Paul, he will talk about grace and that in all circumstances, it was by grace that he experienced God. For grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Now, many of you are already saved, and I want you to get in touch with God's initiative, God's grace. But some of you aren't quite sure, and I want you to understand that Jesus came not for the righteous per se, but for sinners, for those in darkness. He said, I haven't come to call the healthy, but the sick. I haven't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Christianity is a religion of grace. And that's why I'm so glad, because I came to Jesus just the way I was, and he forgave me and poured his grace upon me. And that's how I came to a deep conversion. If we are to understand the life of Paul the Apostle, we have to understand this concept of grace, free gift, God's initiative. And in order for us to become the best that we can be, we can only do so much under our own power. We need this supernatural, if you will, grace from God. We're saved by grace, and then Paul said, the way you receive Christ, so live in Christ. We receive Christ by grace. We have to live in Christ by grace. And this is how we develop and be enthusiastic and become holy. It's by the supernatural grace of God. No matter what your past has been, Jesus calls you. He invites you. I love what it says in the 12-step program. Those are people who have been addicted. But for the grace of God, there go I. In other words, were it not for God's grace, you never would have come into recovery. And when you see somebody else that's addicted, they understand that, but for the grace of God, there go I. Grace is really important. And then Paul became a great missionary, as you know. When he experienced his conversion, same thing happened to me when I had this experience of Jesus, the only way to put it, this fire, he said, I am compelled to speak. It's this fire, this passion, thus the name of the program, Live with Passion. This fire and passion of the Holy Spirit comes into you, and you have this overwhelming desire, this motivation, this purpose in life to want to share about God and about God's love. And Paul had that as a missionary. He had this wonderful fire, but it led him into trouble. The trouble that it led him into was shipwrecks. He was stoned. They almost killed him in Lystra. And he gets up, talk about resilience. He gets up and he goes to Derbe and preaches the gospel there. He was whipped. He was imprisoned. He went through all these hardships and all these difficulties because of this fire, because he was a missionary. When I first got acquainted with Paul in the Acts of the Apostles, I think I romanticized the notion. I thought, look, he goes to all these different people and he preaches the gospel and they're getting saved and I want to do that. Little did I know that it was going to be hard. I remember watching a movie about Paul. It came out a couple years ago. I think it was simply called Paul the Apostle. And it was the dark side, the prison, the imprisonment, and the hardships, and the loneliness, and all that he went through. I'm glad I didn't know about that in the beginning. But Paul made this audacious statement in the midst of all of his missionary travels. He said, I have learned the secret of contentment. Whether I abase or I abound, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is such a wonderful statement. He said that contentment comes through knowing Christ. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There may be ups and downs. Maybe you're dealing with a problem or a difficult situation or a predicament or a trouble in your life right now. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Jesus strengthens us supernaturally to do whatever it is that we need to do. As a missionary, and I've been a priest now for 30 years, I have traveled north, south, east, and west, and I preach what's called a parish mission. And I go to different Catholic parishes all around the country in Canada. I've also led pilgrimages. And I have found all kinds of situations. There's been hard beds and soft beds and hard pillows and soft pillows and cold rooms and hot rooms. And sometimes I get the food that I want. Other times there's not so plentiful food. Sound systems, I've had to deal with those. Some sound systems are crisp and very loud. Other sound systems are staticky and they don't really work and you get feedback. And there's all kinds of these different situations, the ups and the downs. And I have found that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. there's this inner contentment that comes, this supernatural strength, no matter the situation or the circumstances. And I want to tell you the same is true in your life, whether you're a missionary or not, although the nature of the church is missionary, and if you're a follower of Christ, you are a missionary. You represent Christianity to the rest of the world. My point is that Paul was resilient, and through the ups and the downs of life, he had this constancy, this stability, this strength, because he knew Christ. And I love that statement. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I want to tell you, be strong. Stand tall. You can do it through Christ who strengthens you. And you can be happy. Paul was a very joyful person. And that's the place that I want to go next. He had this incredible joy, this happiness that the world is searching for. In order to be an effective evangelizer, you don't just quote scriptures at people, and you certainly don't beat them over the head with the Bible. You have to show your teeth a little bit. You have to smile. You have to be happy. And that's the good news. I remember one time I was watching Billy Graham on TV, and right before he preaches, they always have this actress or sports figure come on and give a witness. Well, at that time, I was 18 years old and searching for my life spiritually. And as I was watching the television, this pretty actress came on, and she talked about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And she showed her teeth, and she gleamed with joy, radiated, glowed with joy. And I was looking at the screen going, that's what I'm after. I'm not happy. I want what she has. And that's exactly what we are invited to do as Christians, is to be aglow with the Spirit, it says, to show joy. I remember one time I was a novice, and that was before I was ordained a priest. I was trying to decide whether or not to become a religious, a passionist. I lived for a year at a monastery in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a passionist monastery. And there were eight of us young men, and we had two novice masters. And I was suffering panic attacks. I was very afraid. I wasn't sure if I was called to ministry. And I went before my novice master, and I told him, I said, I'm afraid to read in public. It's very hard for me. And he looked at me with a big smile on his face, and he said, proclaiming the gospel is one of the greatest joys I have. And he showed it to me as he would preach, and as he would proclaim the gospel, he had this wonderful smile on his face. And then I came to realize, I'm being afraid of one of the most joyful things that I can do in my life, and that's proclaim, read, and preach the gospel. It really is a joyous event in my life. And proclaiming the gospel in front of, it's a supernatural event. And God infuses us with this inner joy. There's a joy in following Christ. Paul the Apostle said, rejoice. And I say it again, rejoice. It's so true. There's a great joy in following Jesus. And I remember Paul the Apostle was put into prison. Remember, he was in a Philippian jail. He and Silas, because they were preaching the gospel. And they troubled some of the people in the town, and they got jealous, and they threw him in jail. While he was in jail, at midnight, they were singing, praising God, and all the prisoners were listening. What kind of a man sings at midnight in jail? This gives us some insight into who Paul was, Paul and Silas. How positive he was, how joyful he was. He said, sing songs with hymns and songs of thanksgiving in your heart to God. And then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your minds and your hearts in Christ Jesus. If you want to know anything about Paul the Apostle, he probably whistled, he had a skip in his step, he was a happy person, he was a joyful person, because he had the secret to life, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And he would say, rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. He said, give God thanks in all circumstances. And he lived that. He was in prison and he was giving God thanks in all circumstances. Now, he didn't say, give God thanks for all circumstances. He said, give God thanks in all circumstances. Because some of you, I know, you're going through some hard circumstances, difficult circumstances, dreams aren't coming true, physical sufferings, monetary problems. Human is being hard. We live in a futile world. The world has futility, Paul wrote about, frustration, impatience, hardships. But give God thanks in all circumstances. Be joyful and watch what happens. And I've determined that joy is part and parcel of the gospel. It was our Pope, Pope Francis, who talked about the joy of the gospel. He wrote an apostolic exhortation called The Joy of the Gospel. And this is what he said. The world is searching for truth. Many hear it, not from evangelizers who are joyful, but who are dejected and discouraged and impatient or anxious, but not from the true ministers of the gospel, whose lives glow with the joy of Christ. And that was Paul. Paul was a man of joy. And then he was positive. He was a very positive person. He wrote about the power of positive thinking long before Norman Vincent Peale ever lived. In fact, I told you already about how he was in jail and how positive he was, but he said, whatever is pure, whatever is excellent, whatever is holy, think about these things. And then when he was in prison, he said, this has actually served to promote the gospel, that the gospel would be advanced through my imprisonment. Can you imagine, you're in prison, dark, dingy, dank, suffering, hardship, and he's thinking, the gospel is going to be advanced, it's going to be spread even more because I'm in prison. What kind of a man thinks like this? A very positive person. In fact, that's attested to because he wrote in the letter to the Romans, and I want you to get this, this is how I started the program. God makes all things work to good for those who love him. And I want you to understand that in your circumstances, you're probably not in prison, but some of you are. I get letters from you, and we're trying to help you. We'll send you a Bible if you ask me, and I'll send you one of my books if you just write me. But God will make your situation work to good. God makes all things work to good. That's God's MO. God knows how to write straight with crooked lines. Your circumstances may be tough. It may be hard. But Paul has taught us how to be the best. You're a person of hope. You know that God makes all things work to good for those who love him. Imagine saying that the gospel is going to be advanced because of his imprisonment. Through it all, God was praised. He kept saying, be thankful. In fact, he wrote in the letter to the Thessalonians, he said, it's the will of God for you to be thankful in all situations. He was thankful, upbeat. He was very positive, always giving praise, had enthusiasm. Now remember, this series, I've been talking to you about holiness. I've been talking to you about enthusiasm. I've been talking to you about the love of God. I've been talking to you about be your best, being successful, being significant. And I wanted to give you an example of a man who lived this life, and that's Paul the Apostle. He became his best, and he lived with no regrets. I remember at the end of his life, in one of his letters, he said, I have fought the fight. I have run the race. The crown which the Lord himself will give to me awaits me. What a way to be. That's the reason why we strive for holiness. That's the reason why we try to be significant and be the best that we can, because we have a glorious crown awaiting us, the crown of life that will last forever. People in nursing homes, those who work with hospice patients, tell us that oftentimes elderly people get to the end of their life and they have regrets. They wish that they had lived differently, that they had done more, that they had reached out to more people. And I love Paul the Apostle because he lived with passion and enthusiasm. He lived with no regrets. He gave it all. He put it all on the table. He was daring. He launched out into the deep. He was audacious. He was bold. He was courageous. He had ardor and passion. And this is the type of person the scriptures invite us to be, to give ourselves wholly to our tasks, to be a person of zeal and enthusiasm. I studied in Rome in 2003, and I went to one of the four major basilicas in Rome. It's called St. Paul Outside the Walls. And it's really a tribute to Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle was martyred right at that spot. We believe that he was beheaded, and this big church was built right over that site. Paul gave everything for Christ, and he gave everything for you and me. What a man of faith he was, what a disciple. And from the 300s, they built this church right above his burial place. He was a passionate man and creative and willing to give everything to his call. And that invites us to consider whatever your call is, whether marriage or a single life or religious, that you don't be mediocre or lukewarm or half-baked, but as Paul said, be zealous and be passionate, be aglow with the Spirit, and allow the grace of God to work in you and through you to become your best. Paul the Apostle was a great saint. And the letter to the Hebrews said, remember your leaders and the instruction that they gave you and imitate their faith. This is our call too, to become everything that we can be. And I love again what he said, fight the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith, and what's laid up for me now is this great crown. And that's what I want to say at the end of my life. I've fought the fight. I've run the race. I've kept the faith. One of my episodes, I talked about how important faith is, believing in God, believing that, first of all, kindergarten faith, that God exists, and then believing that God cares for us and loves us, and then believing that he's working in our life. And that opens a door for God's grace, God's power, not only to save us, as great as that is, but to work in us now here on earth. No matter your state of life right now, keep the faith and spread the faith. Outside the church of St. Paul, outside the walls, is a very noble, tall statue. It's a statue of St. Paul holding a sword. That sword, of course, from the letter to the Hebrews, implies the Word of God. Paul the Apostle was a very creative person. Even when he was in prison, he was writing. And he was writing the scriptures, writing letters to the other churches that became scriptures. He wrote about a third of the New Testament, and much of it when he was in prison. And that's the type of person that Paul was. He wrote the Word of God, and he talked about things that really matter. Things that we need to be, realities that we need to be applying in our life. For example, he said, three things last forever: faith, hope, and love. Paul the Apostle is such an inspiration. He never gave up. He kept at it. He kept Jesus before his eyes, and he kept moving. And even when he entered hard situations, he was stronger than ever. He knew what it was to be abased and abounding. He knew what it was to experience the wonderful grace of God and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. His teachings are spread throughout the world. And I love especially Romans 8, where he talks about life in the Holy Spirit. He has so many teachings about the Spirit of God and then about the resurrection and about the life to come. Much of what we know about Christianity came from this great missionary who spread the early church. And I love this verse from Romans 8. In all these things, he said, we are more than conquerors through him who has loved us. For I am certain that neither death nor life, neither angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, not height, not depth, nor any other thing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that comes to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Wow, I love that. He said, we are more than conquerors. As followers of Jesus, we have the victory. This series has been about being your best, becoming holy, giving yourself to God, being a believer, trying to be your best by working, by being enthusiastic, by living a significant life. Paul the Apostle was all that. And I want to proclaim to you right now, as Paul said, he believed, and I believe too, that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.